Well, Makoto Ozone, it's great to have it's great to have you here on the piano show, and I think it'd be great if you'd start things off with a solo of your own choosing, of course.
Okay. Well, maybe I'd like to start out with famous standard tune called Love for Sale.
All right. Take it away. Really an interesting version of Love for Sale, Makoto.
Yeah,
I was
surprised myself to come up with that today.
That wasn't an arrangement. That was just a total improvisation, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
You've really learned an awful lot since you've come here from Japan. How long have you been over here?
Just about 3.5 years. That's how long I've been speaking.
You say that the English way. 3.5.
But that's how I was going to say, just how long I've been speaking my English as well. I picked it up since I, you know, came into this country.
How'd you learn to play like that? You must have had a lot of playing in Japan before you came over here.
Yes, I started to play sort of, I should say, semi-professionally when I was about 15, and I got an opportunity to get into this big band.
What did you say it was called?
It's called Arrow, you know,
Arrow.
Arrow Jazz Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And I was really lucky to have that opportunity to learn how to read and, you know, how to read music. And I mean, I couldn't really read music or anything at all. So, and I also learned how to listen to the other person, you know, in the group.
Well, you're a very intense, driving player. Goodness, it's. I mean, you've got so much technique and stuff going on at your fingertips. It must be hard to hold back at all. You know, when you have so much that you can do to play with somebody else and hold back on that really takes training, doesn't it?
Plus, the reason why I switched to piano, I should say, I was used to be organist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, jazz organist.
Wasn't your father with the Hammond organ company?
Yeah, he is. Yes.
Or is he still?
He is. Uh-huh. And I switched to piano just because I went to see Oscar Peterson concert. And I've been, you know, he's been my idol for a long, long time.
That's enough to make me want to switch to vibes or something when I when I go to hear
Oscar.
See,
when you're too young, you don't even think that way.
No, but Oscar, I'm sure, has inspired many young pianists like you.
I'm sure he did.
But that probably changed your life, didn't
it? Yeah, see, the first time I got to his concert, I went to his concert, I didn't even know who he was because I was strictly into organ. And I didn't even like piano, the instrument, you know. So I was just sitting in the front row in the concert hall, and this, you know, big, huge guy came out and decided to play piano, and it was just amazing. I was even cried at the concert. I was so impressed, and I didn't ever thought that the piano could be played like that by anybody.
Well, he's a unique person, unique pianist. But now back to you. How about something that you wrote? You've been doing some composing since you were at Berkeley, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I especially started to write after I joined Gary Burton's group.
That's right. You've graduated and you're with Gary now.
Yes, I've been really lucky to be able to play with these people, Steve Swallow and Gary.
You know,
Gary
Steve Swallow used to work with me years ago.
Really?
He's a wonderful bass player.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny guy, isn't he?
Great. Yeah, and I wrote this tune called A Crystal Love for Gary's group. We've been playing this for about a half year. I wrote it last summer.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Okay.
Fire away.
Mm-hmm.
piece, Makoto.
Thank you.
I would think it would sound lovely with Gary Burton.
Yes.
I can just hear with the mallets.
I was really sort of hearing the vibes in piano when I was writing this tune.
Yeah, that'll be nice when you're going to record with Gary for ECM, are you?
I think so, yeah.
You have such a strong, inventive, and really a lot of fire there, isn't there? Goodness sake, what are we going to do? Let's try and do something together.
Sure, I'd love to.
See if we can get in each other's way or stay out of each other's way or whatever.
Okay.
Corcovado, that's the real title for this tune, isn't it?
It is.
Quiet Nights After somebody put a lyric to it.
Mm.
Anyway, here we go. Left piano, Mary McPhee. Okay. Start it out. Make a nice little intro.
Okay.
To hear the full broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online. You'll find a link on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. This episode from 1984 was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Digital restoration was made possible by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior.